This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
Kenny G's Top Charting Songs, a smooth sax tribute to the 1980s. Discover Kenny G's top chart hits that serenaded the 80s music scene with smooth saxophone tunes and mellow vibes during the vibrant 1980s. Kenny G's smooth ride through the charts. All right, picture this. It's the 1980s. You've got your neon leg warmers on. Your hair is teased to the max, and the radio is blasting everything from synth-heavy pop jams to rock anthems. But amidst all that electric energy, there was one sound that floated serenely above it all. Smooth, silky, and undeniably chill. Yep, I'm talking about Kenny G, the saxophone wizard whose tunes ruled the airwaves and the charts in a way that might surprise some 80s pop culture fans. Now I get it. When you think about the 1980s and 80s music, you probably picture big hair, big drums, and maybe the infamous Cyndi Lauper or Michael Jackson moonwalking across your mind. But Kenny G? He carved out his own corner in that loud, flashy era with a style so smooth it practically wore silk pajamas. Let's talk about his top charting songs, because if you've ever found yourself zoning out to a mellow saxophone solo during an 80s movie montage or a chill 90s TV show, you owe Kenny G a thank you note. Songbird, 1987. This was Kenny G's breakout hit and still one of his signature pieces. It climbed the charts with such appeal that it became practically synonymous with smooth jazz for the average music listener. I mean, the soulful, easy glide of that saxophone, it's like a warm, musical hug. Also, not gonna lie, it's the kind of tune that 80 celebrities might have unwound to after a long day filming gnarly episodes of their hit TV shows. Silhouette, 1988. Following the momentum of Songbird, Silhouette kept Kenny G's presence on the charts undeniable. It's that smooth and mellow sound again, but with a little more edge, like jazz and romance had a very chill baby. There's a reason this track was a staple on soft rock and easy listening stations, and it's probably the soundtrack to many 1980s-style slow dances. Forever in Love, 1992. Now I know this isn't technically an 80s tune, but you'll see Kenny G's steady style carried over into the early 90s, which kind of felt like an extension of the 1980s vibe in music and TV. This song snagged a Grammy, so you know it's more than just background music. It's an anthem of smooth romance. Think about it as the perfect saxophone serenade you'd hear in one of those classic 80s movies where everything just clicks. Going Home, 1989. This one is more like the musical equivalent of a soft sunset after a day filled with loud 80s colors and flashing lights. Going Home topped charts in adult contemporary categories and became one of his defining pieces. It's like the sonic version of slipping on your favorite pair of vintage 1980s fashion sneakers after a wild concert night. Midnight Motion, 1986. This track is a smooth ballad hidden within the glossy 80s pop framework, showing Kenny G's early knack for making saxophone not just cool on its own, but a perfect fit for that era's vibe. If you were into 80s TV shows with romantic subplots, this track would have been the kind of song lingering in the background. So yeah, Kenny G wasn't just some saxophonist blowing notes into the night. He became an emblem of a different kind of 80s music, one that offered a mellow break from the intensity of neon colors and synth beats. It's a smooth soundtrack to all the other great things we loved about that decade, from bold 1980s fashion to unforgettable 80s movies and TV shows. Before I let you go, if you're ever itching to catch a totally different but equally charming slice of the 1980s, check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, capturing all the quirky, nostalgic goodness of that decade, complete with all the cultural oddities we still laugh about today. All right, that's my smooth sax tribute for today. Next time you hear that silky saxophone warming up, you'll know exactly whose top hits have been keeping the good vibes going since the 1980s. Until then, keep your cassette tapes spinning and your sunglasses big.